Kia ora, John Winters, New Zealand supermarket sleuth, taking yet another look at the UK supermarket scene. Aldi, which has attracted around 1 million more customers in its stores over the past year, says rising living costs have created a shift in attitudes. In their words, a new generation of savvy shoppers have turned their back on traditional full-price supermarkets. End of their quote. The discounters chain has announced record results in the UK for its last fiscal year, helped by changing grocery shopping patterns due to the cost of living crisis. For the 12 months to December 2022, Aldi UK and Ireland saw sales rise by 14% to £15.5 billion, the highest level in its 33-year history. Now Britain's fourth biggest supermarket chain, Aldi says two-thirds of British households shop at its stores. Wow. Latest data shows sales growing at 17.1%, the fastest of any supermarket, with market share at 10.1%. And the discounter is still on the hunt for new stores. It's revealed the areas in the UK where it wants to open new stores as part of a plan to invest £1.4 billion over the next 2 years. The priority locations where it is searching for sites include in London, Kensington and Hackney, in the southwest, Penzance and Bath, in the southeast, Maidenhead and Worthing, in the northwest, Warrington and Bramhall, in the northeast, Newcastle upon Tyne and South Shields, in the East Midlands, Nottingham and Derby, in the West Midlands, Birmingham and Warwick, in the east of England, Cambridge and Brentwood, in Yorkshire and Humber, Harrogate and York, in Wales, Cardiff and Chepstow. And finally, in Scotland, Clarkston and Cathcart. It's also announced more price cuts to reflect the easing of cost price pressures in the sector, lowering the prices on 17 items, including cereal, fruit and snacks, by an average of around 7%. The move's the latest of more than 150 prices that Aldi has cut in the past few months. The discounter has reconfirmed that its UK target still a total of 1,500 stores, but an advisor to a leading supermarket real estate investment trust says Aldi and Lidl are, their quotes, very unlikely, close their quotes, to be able to grow their UK estates to 1,500 stores each. Speaking to trade magazine The Grocer, Rob Abraham of Atrato Group, investment advisors to supermarket income, REIT, says targets would mean the two chains trading on their own doorstep or in weak locations. Supermarket Income, REIT, owns 55 supermarkets across the UK, including three Aldi stores. Said Abraham, if I look at our current portfolio, there are not many that don't already have a discounter nearby, so they really would start to cannibalise their own trade. I find it very unlikely 1,500 will be achievable. If you look to historical trends in the growth of grocers, typically the later stores become the weaker locations. I think you would see some stores opening in subpar locations that would be challenging to be profitable. The end of his words. Abraham told The Grocer that opening new discount stores was also becoming, his words, more challenging given the high build costs, the scarcity of locations and the competition for sites. The end of his comment. Lidl UK's CEO Ryan McDonnell also said this month that it had, his words, no ceiling on our ambitions, with the potential for, his words, hundreds of new stores to add to its existing 960. And what about food inflation? The latest BRC NIQ shop price index shows food prices have dropped on the previous month, the first time in over 2 years, amid fierce competition between retailers. This brought year-on-year food inflation down to single digits, and contributed to the fifth consecutive monthly fall in the headline rate, helped by easing cost pressures. The food inflation rate was 9.9% in September, its lowest since August 2022, and down from 11.5% the previous month. Fresh food inflation slowed further to 9.6%, down from 11.6%, while ambient food inflation decelerated to 10.4%, down from 11.3%. The BRC noted that shoppers who bought dairy, margarine, fish and vegetables would have found lower price increases compared to last month. Asda has become the second major supermarket in the UK to stock bagged salad growth in more sustainable vertical farms, their words. The British salad brand Homegrown has been launched online and in 270 of the supermarket stores, with three items: 80 gram mixed salad, 60 gram rocket and 80 gram hot and peppery cress. The salads are grown all year round in Gloucestershire, using 90% less water from traditional farming, with operations powered by renewable energy. And now over to Iceland. Iceland Stores has brought back its bonus card Christmas savings scheme, which offers its customers in the UK up to £15 in return. The scheme, which will run until November 3rd, sees shoppers get £15 when they add £100 or more to their bonus card in-store or online. The £15 bonus will be sent to shoppers by November 24 and can be spent in-store, online and via the app at Iceland and the food warehouse until December the 23rd. Shoppers also receive £1 for every £20 top-up, giving them an extra £5 on top of the £15 bonus. They also get an extra £1 for every £20 saved on the card. Now to a stoush between M&S and Asda. Stuart Machin, Chief Executive of M&S, has responded to Asda's new campaign that claims hundreds of its products are, their words, as tasty, or tastier than, their M&S equivalents. Using the slogan M&S taste at Asda price, the claims are based on thousands of blind taste tests carried out by Asda. The supermarket noted that all the products in its taste match are better value than the same items at M&S, a retailer that has a long-standing reputation for quality food. The campaign is backed by a TV ad and in-store signage highlighting that M&S taste match, highlighting the M&S taste match range. In a tweet on X, Machin said, his words, "I always find it strange when retailers use other brands for their advertising. At M&S, taste without values is not quality in our eyes. When it comes to product, we constantly strive to lead the way on quality, welfare and innovation with no nasties. Others have tried to copy us for years and that's fine. It keeps us focused on setting the standard. To offer real quality, you can't cut corners and customers see through marketing gimmicks." And there's another stoush, this time between Sainsbury's and Which. In its monthly survey, Which says a Nectar loyalty card can mean purchases cost more than Waitrose. It compared the cost of a trolley of 131 items across the main supermarket multiples. The analysis includes discounts available to everyone, but not multi-buys or price reductions linked to being a member of a supermarket's larger scheme. Asda was the cheapest, with its trolley costing £325.71, beating second place Morrison's by £6.51. Sainsbury's was the most expensive for the first time. It was £33.52, more costly than Asda on average, with a trolley full costing £359.23 when shoppers don't use the Nectar card. It was even pricier than Waitrose and Ocado, which have typically been the first and second most expensive respectively in previous studies by Which. Responding to Which price analysis, a Sainsbury's spokesperson said, their words, "These claims are entirely false and insulting to the millions of savvy customers who choose to shop with us every week. There is an overwhelming amount of independently verified data showing the great value customers get when shopping at Sainsbury's. We are disappointed that Which has refused to share its data with us and has instead chosen to mislead customers by choosing to exclude Nectar prices promotions in its research. The vast majority of our customers are shopping with Nectar prices and have saved £400 million on their shopping in the last 6 months. Customers can be sure they're getting great value every time they shop with us, the end of their quote. Sainsbury's added that Which? Had refused to share with it which products had been included in the study, and that the supermarket was the cheapest, including loyalty pricing, for the past 2 weeks in the Grocer 33 basket analysis. However, according to Acutis, provider of analytics for promotions, pricing and revenue management, since its launch in April, Sainsbury's Nectar Prices scheme has proven highly successful for the retailer. From its start, the programme has increased the effectiveness of promotions in its store, often surpassing Tesco, Asda and Morrisons. It says Sainsbury's has now also established itself as one of the promotional leaders in the UK grocery retail scene. Acuris says until March this year, Sainsbury's promotional effectiveness performed above average compared to Tesco, Asda and Morrisons. But this had changed dramatically with the unveiling of the Nectar Prices initiative. The strategic move has substantially bolstered the effectiveness of Sainsbury's promotions. There had been a noticeable uptick in various departments. Most notably, Sainsbury's had recorded improved sales uplifts in household, health and beauty, food cupboard and fresh food categories. Sainsbury's has also just announced plans for a major new brand campaign to feature a new slogan, Good Food for All of Us. The new marketing campaign will run across TV, press, radio, which I think is big signboards, and cinema, as well as digital advertising on social media from November onwards. Sainsbury's said the new slogan, which will feature in all of its advertising and marketing campaigns, will show its aim to, their words, provide good food for all customers, whatever their budget, tastes or dietary requirements, excuse me, and however busy their daily lives. Now let's turn to Poundland. 10 more former Wilko stores have been reopened by Poundland, following on from the 10 reopened previously. It comes after Poundland bought up to 71 stores from Wilko administrator PwC last month after the high street chain collapsed. However, reports say that the deals by Poundland and B&M to acquire more than 100 former Wilko outlets could partly fall through as the two chains try to negotiate more favourable terms with landlords. The 10 stores to reopen are in Melton Mowbray, Matlock, Chepstow, Nottingham, Worcester, Ellesmere Port, Brigg, Redruth, Ferndown and Pontypool. They've not yet undergone a full makeover to the Poundland format and will initially sell some of Poundland's range alongside Wilko clearance stock. Now to Tesco and those most useful air fryers. Tesco's adding air fryer cooking instructions to some of its product packaging for the first time in response to the energy saving cooking trend. Four lines of new chilled potato products, Maris Piper chips with salt and pepper seasoning, skinny fries, BBQ potato wedges and Hasselback potatoes with the garlic and parsley butter will have labels featuring the air fryer symbol as part of the back of pack cooking instructions. Following on from this, three new Tesco own brand frozen breaded chicken products, salt and chill chicken strips, southern fried chicken strips and breaded chicken strips will also feature a label with air fryer cooking instructions. This marks the start of a major rollout over the coming months, which will see air fryer cooking instructions on the back of more Tesco products, including frozen chips and potato products. Burgers and BBQ products, frozen bakery products, chilled bacon, sausages, chicken and salmon, chilled prepared produce and frozen and chilled party food. Tesco is also reportedly developing an online marketplace to offer a broad range of third-party products, end of their words, alongside groceries on its website. According to the grocer, the supermarket has been working on the technology underpinning the marketplace for the past 2 years. It's now believed to be building a team that would recruit sellers and work with them on their words, range, merchandising and promotional strategies, the end of their words. The report revealed that Tesco is currently recruiting for a marketplace business development manager to manage the selling cohort and develop a, their words, compelling range proposition, end of their words. A job listing for the role says the marketplace is a key pillar, their words, of Tesco's strategy to be, again, Tesco words, easily the most convenient grocer, a strategy set out in late 2021. The grocer said the marketplace will offer a broad range of categories with a focus on pet food, health and beauty and alcohol, with potentially larger pack sizes than are available in stores. The report suggests the marketplace will launch as soon as early next year with brands that already sell in Tesco stores, as well as new unlisted challenger lines. The brands on the marketplace will be expected to deliver directly to customers. Finally, Waitrose is reportedly in talks to sell its grocery range via Amazon as part of moves to win back market share lost during the cost of living crisis. According to the Sunday Telegraph, Waitrose and Amazon has been discussing a third-party deal similar to the one recently struck by Iceland. The online giant also has agreements with Co-op and Morrisons selling their groceries on its website and delivering them from local branches. Waitrose's share of the UK grocery market has fallen from 5.1% at the start of 2020 to 4.6% currently, according to Kantar data. It held a 4.9% of the market when its online partnership with Ocado came to an end. Clive Black, a leading retail analyst from Shore Capital, told The Telegraph that a deal with Amazon could, his words, notably add to Waitrose's own online reach, end of his words, if executed well. He added, as long as it's not cannibalistic of Waitrose's own online sales, it could add mid to high digit sales to specific stores, end his quote. The report noted that the talks between Waitrose and Amazon are still ongoing and there's no certainty they'll result in a deal. Waitrose already has grocery delivery deals with Uber Eats and Deliveroo. And that's it for this time. Catch you again soon. Bye for now.